any of the folks working at Rocky's Autos, they'll take care of you, dedicated to making your experience a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for Steve, he does that, and see the inventory for yourself. And they've got it, man, I'm telling you. We just had wonderful experiences at Rocky's, and I talk about them a lot. Yep, you bet. And you know why? Because they're my friends, and I'm really happy. I mean, I'm happy to be associated with them. I stand behind them 100%. Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
Hi, Jim Engel here. I'm in charge of marketing at ISI. Against the better judgment of my president, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of our CD that has everything you need to make money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. That's right. Find out how you can get this free CD when you call right now. You already know how people are making a fortune on eBay. You just don't know how they're doing it. That's why I've authorized to give away our CD free to people looking to generate money. I'm giving away this CD to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about how to make money with online auctions like eBay, let me send you this free CD. Try it, and I know you'll turn your computer into a money-making machine. It could change your life forever. Listen, experience this proven system. Get yourself the free CD right now. 1-800-700-9173. 1-800-700-9173. That's 1-800-700-9173.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Tragically, I think, some of our ethnic communities were seeing very, very high percentages of babies, children, pregnancies, and in abortion. And I think it's time that we have an out-in-the-open discussion about what that means.
Do you know which ethnic communities in particular?
I've seen numbers as high as 70%, maybe even more, in the African-American community that I think is just appalling. And I'm not saying it's appalling on them. I'm saying it's appalling that something's happening. To encourage that, frankly, raises another question. Do we think it's okay that many African-American babies aren't allowed to be born and live an otherwise normal life and reach the blessings, the fullness of the American dream? I think those are very, very serious, very intense, very personal questions that a society such as ours ought to ponder.
The only trouble is, both ways, Bob, those statistics don't hold up. Thank you to Colorado Media Matters for that, Jim. And that happened on Colorado Matters with Ryan Warner, who failed to qualify that, failed to get Bob to qualify that. Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning at 726, 26 after 7. High today, 83. Is Beaupre just not very bright, or is he a racist? Let's go to the phones. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I think Beaupre is both an idiot and he's a racist. He doesn't report the correct facts or doesn't give the correct facts. Therefore, my qualifying that he's an idiot. And secondly, it is not unlike a lot of the Republicans that choose to raise racial issues when they don't have the correct facts. So I believe he is he qualifies for both an idiot and a racist. My other quick comment to you, and I don't necessarily disagree, but a few times in the last few days, you and this morning a guest don't want to reveal who or say who the either reporters or talk show hosts are that tend to give a lot of misinformation. I would like to know who they are. I do listen to the other side, because, and I think a lot of our listeners on 760 do as well, because we become better informed. We know what the other side is talking about. And personally, you know, I'd like to know, is it a Peter Boyles? Is it a Mike Rosen that that don't. In fact, I know Mike Rosen doesn't always give proper facts, although I think he does do a pretty good job in looking at his resources from a biased standpoint. But why are you somewhat hesitant? And I don't mean that critically, Jay.
No, I understand. I guess because, number one, I don't want to give him credit, and number two, I don't want to get into a cross-the-hall Donnybrook with them, because it never amounts to anything. And I think that if you want to find that stuff out, you can go read it. I mean, it's there on Colorado Media Matters for anybody to see. And it's like, you know, I mean, and I'm not specifically friends with any of the people who you've mentioned, with the exception of Peter Boyles. I consider Peter to be a close friend. I'm probably, of everybody who works here, I'm probably the closest to Peter Boyles, and then maybe I'd say Tom Martino, and then, because I'm part of the old K-How at one time, and Pete's and I mean we disagree. I mean, we just, you know, we don't ever go into those areas. As far as the other people working, around town, and working on the other stations, I don't know. You know what? This is something, Mike, this is something I'm going to have to think about. I'm going to have to think about whether I should say something about it or whether I should not, because if I say something, then it touches it off, and then we go round and round, and it just gets counterproductive. What do you think?
Sure, I understand that. And, you know, I have a great deal of respect for Peter. I've met him several times. He's a wonderful person. But when they make egregious errors, and it is probably intentional, or it's talking points, Republican talking points, I just would encourage that, you know, you consider calling them on it, even as a friend. You know, we're all susceptible to constructive criticism. I think that only makes us a better person. It allows us to think about issues in maybe a different way than we had. I have a great deal of respect for Peter. Please don't get me wrong. And, you know, Mike Rosen, I don't agree with his politics at all. But he makes mistakes too. And they're not above calling other talk show hosts, on the carpet when they feel that they have made
mistakes. Well, do you think I should go down that road too?
I don't know. I agree with the struggle that you have on that, but if it is an egregious error that they make, I think it's important that you state it. You know, I think a great deal of Peter, I respect what Rosen does. However, it's clear that they didn't do their homework on such and such an item.
All right. I'll give you one example.
Okay.
Okay. We're not friends, we're acquaintances. Gunny Bob.
Yes.
In taking off after Anna Taylor Diggs, didn't realize that, and he was calling her the Taliban judge or the Al-Qaeda judge. I think he was calling her the Al-Qaeda judge.
Right.
Didn't realize that, you know what, she was a woman. He called her he. Now, you know what, look. It's only stated about 15 times in any of these stories. It's stated in there that she's a woman. I mean, if you can't grasp that part of it, why should I take you seriously about the rest of your theories? So there's one for you. And you know what? I like him. We're not close friends. I think he's an okay guy. But there's an example. I mean, or his comments about homosexuality. I mean, I could get into that, too, about the extreme things that, you know, about, you know, is this going to lead to polygamy, bestiality? It gets into all this stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, that would be an example. All right, I got to go get some traffic, man. I appreciate your call and I appreciate your input.
Jay, thanks so much, and have a safe weekend. Enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Eddie in Littleton wants to defend Bob Beaupre. So, Eddie, hang on, and, man, I'll give you your shot for sure. 733. 33 minutes before the hour. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Wreck activity holding you up eastbound C-470 due to a crash there east of Wadsworth. So be prepared for those intermittent delays back to Platte Canyon. Got peak volume now along eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. No surprises there. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th. The usual gridlock along that stretch. Weather today, strong storms developing.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series produced by House of Blues Concerts.
That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
Rockies fans, let's make the rest of the season a race for the playoffs by supporting the home team. It all starts at Coors Field with the Cubs, Diamondbacks, Padres, and Mets. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, ColoradoRockies.com, or call 1-800-388-ROCK.
Did you know that Michelin tires can help you save gas? Michelin Energy MXV4 tires can save you more money at the pump than the leading competitor. To find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 736, 36 minutes past the hour. Carry an umbrella around today or put your convertible top up. High 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Talking about Bob Beaupre and the comment that he made to Colorado Matters about pregnancies and the fact that he said that he saw numbers as high as 70%, maybe even more, in the African-American community that I think is just appalling. And when you go look at the statistics, what Beaupre is saying and what is reality doesn't match up. So I'm asking your opinion about this. Maybe I'm asking the wrong questions about racism or not being very bright. I mean, maybe I'm not getting at the heart of what the matter is here, and maybe you can help me get to it about what it is here with Both Ways Bob. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Let me go to Eddie in Littleton who wants to defend Bob. Eddie, hi, you're on. Go ahead, man.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think you are missing the heart of the matter, and here's where I come down. It was a mistake as far as what he quoted, but in the paper this morning, 43% children among the black population who are pregnant do end up in abortion, and the 70% figure that I think he was tossing around is that 70% of the children are born out of wedlock. Now that probably has fallen somewhere. It's in the 60s. but it's a horrendous problem for blacks. And instead of talking about the real problems, education, why they have leaders such as Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, you have shows that get on there and talk about why we should pay reparations. And I think you're totally missing the real problem among the black population, and pregnancy and illegitimacy and abortion-ending pregnancies are a problem.
Okay, to answer a couple of things that you've said, first of all, he never qualified the 70% when he said it. So what you're doing is you're attempting...
Excuse me. Listen to the
quote. I listen to you. Can I have...
All right.
Can I have a...
All right.
You want me to play the quote? I'll play the quote for you. You want me to
play
it?
Please do.
All right, hang on. John, play the quote for this gentleman.
I think in some of our ethnic communities, we're seeing very, very high percentages of babies, children, pregnancies, and in abortion. And I think it's time that we have an out-in-the-open discussion about what that means.
Did you know which ethnic communities in particular?
I've seen numbers as high as 70%, maybe even more, in the African-American community that I think is just appalling. And I'm not saying it's appalling on them. I'm saying it's appalling that something's happening to encourage that, frankly, raises another question. Do we think it's okay that many African-American babies aren't allowed to be born and live an otherwise normal life and reach the blessings, the fullness of the American dream? I think those are very, very serious, very intense, very personal questions that a society such as ours ought to ponder.
All right, so he's not qualifying the 70%. He's just making the statement. You're qualifying it in order to try to stick up for him, but he's not qualifying that. And if one were to listen to that interview, you would assume, since he's running for the governorship of Colorado, you would assume that he'd be referring to the state of Colorado, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay, and that's not true in the state of Colorado. Now, here's something else that we need to talk about, you and I.
All right.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported that 854,122 legal abortions were performed in the United States in 2002. That's the most recent year available. Of those abortions, 36.6% of the women were black. White women accounted for 55.5% of the abortions, and 7.9% were other races. Okay? There's another competing statistic.
Now, wait a minute. Look at the population,
but
Jay. That explains that.
Well, all right, but I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. And then finally, this idea that we put on shows about reparations. I've never done a show one about reparations, but that's a convenient...
What?
You know, I've never done a show about... Okay, you name me when I've done a show about reparations.
Even the last 6 months, there
when?
Was a show that you had
when?
Talking about whether we should have reparations for blacks.
No.
I listened to it.
No. I'm sorry,
okay,
but you're
what
wrong.
Was the topic?
I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Even my producer, who sits here with me every single morning, is giving me this puzzled look. John, have we ever done a show about African-American reparations?
No, definitely not.
See, you know, that's a convenient talking point on the part of you people, but it doesn't work because I never have done it. You don't know what my opinion is about reparations.
Well,
you've never
I guess
asked
I'm
me about my...
Because
you...
on Monday, I sure heard the show.
No,
but
it never...
Whatever,
you know what?
Whatever. You're leading the topic. Is 43%
I'm not leading the topic. I'd like
is 43%
to...
a problem, Jay? That's what was
I'll,
in the paper
I'll,
this morning.
I'll get to that. I'm not leading the topic. I'm saying
it certainly
that...
Certainly seems to be.
No,
two figures
what
are 70%
doing,
illegitimacy
what I'm doing.
43% ending an abortion. Are those real problems?
What I'm doing is I'm answering your charges, which I think I have a right to do, and the thing is I've never done that show. And then you talk about leaders.
I'll grant you that.
All right, thank you.
Whatever.
Thank you. Okay, then you get on the thing about leaders like Louis Farrakhan and Jesse. Well, you know what? I could throw that back and say leaders like George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and but that's neither here nor there. The fact is,
it is a problem.
The fact is that it is a problem. But there are mitigating circumstances that cause those problems, and some of those problems are a failure of people like Bob Beaupre, who sat in Congress, and people in your party and from your side of the fence to ever confront. You've never confronted.
Those problems were brought to us about by wonderful Democratic, and they were good voters. Let's pay people to have children and pay them to have abortions.
Name me one Democrat that's saying we should pay people to have children.
We're talking about the Great Society, Jay.
The Great Society was 1965, for God's sakes.
And
I'm talking about 2006.
Ended,
I'm talking about 2006. I'm talking about 2006. 2006, tell me one Democrat, 2005, 2003, 2000, 1999, 1995, one Democrat that has talked about paying people to have children.
I believe the breakdown in the black
answer
families
the question.
Was the result
answer
of
the question.
All the Democrats
answer
with the great
the question.
That did not end
answer
Clinton
the question.
Term.
Answer the question.
Every
why can't you answer the question? Why
the
can't you answer the question?
Thought,
if it's every Democrat, give me the
question.
Name of one. If it's every Democrat, give me the name of one.
The Democrats fought welfare reform and did everything they could to prevent it during Clinton's term.
Name
every
one.
Democrat in
name
Congress
one.
Voted against
name
voted
one.
Voted against welfare reform.
Name one.
Everyone.
Name
come
one.
Back and check the record.
Name one. Give
are
me
you
one.
Calling
if
me you, the Democrat
if you
voted
if you have such control and you know so much. This is so typical of the calls I get from people like you, in which I try to have a rational
David
discussion. Name me one Democrat. Just one name
Charles
is all
Rangel.
I'm asking.
Charles Rangel voted
when?
Against
on what
welfare
bill?
Reform. You want to go
on
check
what
it?
Bill? On what bill?
On the welfare reform during Clinton's administration. Are you
what,
that
on,
out of touch?
No, I'm
you
not that out of touch. No, because I don't think you have your facts correct, and I don't think you have the information correct.
Well. It's sad that
because
this
you're
is generated into a
it's,
shouting match.
Well,
when
no.
you refuse to really acknowledge the problems in the black community.
No, I do acknowledge. I do acknowledge there's problems
the,
there. I do acknowledge there's problems there, but I don't make broad brush statements.
Of the black family and abortion is a real problem, and you won't be talking about that the rest of the show. You'll be talking about what a nutcase I am rather than talking about
no,
the real
problem. No, I
won't
talk about what a nutcase you are. You have a right to your opinion, but the thing is, I don't make broad brush statements like you're making that all Democrats, and then you try to go back to the great society, and you know what? That's not going
to
wash.
I challenge you.
And you know what? We're talking about 2006, and you made when Clinton engaged in welfare reform and moved it to from welfare to work, not one Democrat, and I want you to prove this if I'm wrong, and I'll just sit here and be quiet and listen, not one Democrat voted to pay women to have children.
The Democrats, to a man, with the exception of maybe 8 or 10, voted against Clinton's welfare
that's
reform,
not paying,
which was actually the Republican.
That's not paying women to have children, as you originally said.
It's a continuation of the present system, which was,
no.
If you have additional children, you get more money,
no.
You get an apartment, you get Medicare,
no.
You get everything else to go with it.
You know what that is? That's a typical
capped,
false.
They capped it for a certain period of time, and that's all you got.
No, you know
and
what
the Democrats voted against that.
You know what that is? That's a typical false choice that you're making, that you're setting up as public debate. It's the same kind of false choice that comes with the NSA wiretapping discussion. It's the same kind of false choice that comes up with Iraq. No one, you made a statement that people were paying, the Democrats, all Democrats, were voting for people to have babies, voting to pay them, to have people, to have babies. You know what? Why can't you confront your own question instead of trying to turn it around? Why can't you confront what you said?
I told you why I think the breakdown of the black family.
No, I'm not talking about that.
You tell me why you think.
I'm talking about you called up here. Why is it guys like you call up here, do the same tap dance every single time, make a broad brush statement, and then when you're pinned down on it, you start to move to something else.
Well, here you're denying the Great Society programs of the Democrats.
No,
you're
I'm not denying anything. I'm not denying anything. I'm not denying anything. In fighting welfare reform or disagreeing with a welfare proposal, no Democrat favored paying women to have children. And if they did, you show me the vote and you show me who it was.
Would you deny that welfare paid more when they had more children, as it was prior to welfare reform?
No, we're not discussing that. What we're discussing is your
that's,
statement.
That's paying people
what we're discussing,
to have children.
No, what we're
how
discussing
you
is we're
if
discuss,
I get more
we're discussing,
money, if I have more kids,
no,
what do you
what
call
we're,
it?
What we're discussing is what we're discussing is we're discussing the actual fact that no Democrat ever voted to pay a woman to have more children. They may have voted
what's
to
the
take care. They may have voted
paying a woman to have more children and getting more money when you have a child. Would you explain
because
that to
the
me?
The difference is because if you have more children and you have a responsibility to those kids and you don't want those kids to sit there and starve, and the woman, if she's a single mother, is having a hard time, that yes, there ought to be some safety nets in this country, and yes,
we ought to
do something about it. But no Democrat stood up and voted directly to pay women more money if they have children.
That was the net result. Result was 70% illegitimacy. And
right.
that was brought about by the wonderful Democrats,
right.
and they had the best of intentions.
Sure.
But that's what we ended up with.
You know what? I appreciate your call. I disagree with you. I'm sorry. And I find it tragic. I find it extremely tragic that you make a broad brush statement that I try to hold your feet to the fire and you can't answer up. Because you've got Republican talking points, and then what ends up happening is you use them. And when you get called on them, you can't deal with it. Call me back again, Eddie. You're more than welcome to be on the show anytime.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're seeing some drag now along I-70 both directions. Thankfully, no wrecks. We just have the usual gridlock eastbound. It's going to kick in at Pecos. We're on your westbound side at 225. Still pretty swamped eastbound C-470 at Wadsworth. We had an earlier wreck there. It's out of traffic off on the left-hand shoulder, but we still got a lot of crowding Santa Fe to Holly. And we did have a minor mishap on one of your surface streets, Colorado Boulevard at Leedsdale. Watch out for that. Weather today, strong storms developing this afternoon and falling afternoon temperatures with a high of 81, currently at 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The airline accident in Lexington, Kentucky continues to be a hot topic of discussion around the country. Why? Because are we sacrificing safety when it comes to privatization? This is where the government wants to go with air travel. Are you in favor of it? And gas prices are going down with 68 days before the election. It seems to me to be more than a coincidence. We'll take your calls and the news of the day on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-400-8796. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-400-8796. For your free tape, call 1-800-400-8796. 1-800-400-8796.
Today in the United States, there are more than 8,000 mutual fund managers, and most produce investment results that are below average. This means millions of people, perhaps even you, are paying for poor performance. It doesn't have to be this way. Hi, I'm Dan Kiley, Chairman of the Retirement Corporation of America. We've identified 15 top managers who pass our rigorous screening process, achieving outstanding results year after year in both up and down markets. We call this select group our Money Masters. Learn just how easy it is to start your very own Money Masters portfolio. Low management fees, no minimum account balance, no loads, no commissions, no transaction fees, and no exit penalties. So log on to MoneyMastersDirect.com for your free financial freedom plan. And we'll also include our special report, The Top 10 Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Go to MoneyMastersDirect.com. That's MoneyMastersDirect.com. MoneyMastersDirect.com.
It's your smile on.
I've got this fine sandwich. Freshly baked bread, roast beef, and cheddar looking extra sharp. But without Lay's potato chips, man, it's just lovely. You see, no matter how fine a sandwich is, it's not complete without that light, crispy, irresistible taste of Lay's. A sandwich and Lay's. Soulmates.
Grab your soulmate and head over to Wendy's for a delicious new deli fresh frescata sandwich and a tasty bag of baked Lay's.
Top
3 reasons I'm painting the bedroom this Labor Day weekend. Number 3, the color in there now so loud I can't even sleep. Number 2, goodbye electric guacamole, hello Silent Tide Green. And the number 1 reason, I can save 25% at the Home Depot.
Now through Labor Day at the Home Depot. Get 25% off number 1 rated Behr interior paint by manufacturer mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. Rated number 1 by a leading independent consumer publication. See store for details.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, let's, instead of talking about the here and now, let's go back 35 or 40 years and blame it on all those people, and let's make broad-based statements. 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today is going to be 83 with partly sunny skies and some thunderstorms. 303-713-7600, we're talking about Bob Beaupre's comments about the African-American community. I've seen numbers as high as 70%, maybe even more in the African-American community that I think is appalling. You know, and I should have brought up that Beaupre has apologized for this. He said, this is evidence of, Beaupre said, I was wrong about the statistic. I quoted in a recent interview with Colorado Public Radio, I apologize to the African-American community and anyone else who was offended. Said I should have verified those statistics before speaking. Let me go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, I was just going to dispute some of the remarks that the last caller had where, for one, involving certain kinds of issues, they love to separate the population out, which is just really disturbing, to always try to separate out blacks versus whites. It's another one of those tactics of wedge issues, that type of thing. And then another thing that I really don't understand is when they point to leaders in the African community, primarily like Jesse Jackson, they want to blame every single thing that goes wrong with the African community on Jesse Jackson, which is unbelievable. I mean, when you're talking about a person that's done as much good, not only for blacks, but numerous other contingents of ethnicity, then it's just abhorrent.
Well, it's always it's the same old right wing rant, and there is a a problem in the African American community. There is a problem in parts of the Hispanic community. There's also a problem in parts of the white community with things like abject poverty and the social circumstances surrounding people and their lives. But you know, this rhetoric the arguments that Eddie was using, this comes from the same core that doesn't believe in Plan B, doesn't believe in any kind of morning after, doesn't believe in any kind of sex education in the schools, doesn't want to get into any of this thing, doesn't want to talk about the monetary and racial inequity in society, doesn't want to get into to any of the many numerous issues that loom out there if you're a person of color in this society, and they don't want to ever confront those things. They believe that pull yourself up by the bootstraps and everybody is created equal and blah blah blah, and they deny that there's any kind of institutional racism going on, that there's any kind of racism of any kind. And true, we have made, as a society, we have made mistakes, in trying to right some of these wrongs, but at least those of us on the progressive and liberal side acknowledge that they're out there and are trying to grapple to come up with some kind of way to fix them, as opposed to people who sit on the right who have no solution at all other than to tell you that, well, life's not fair, inherently unfair, and that's the way it is. Which is fine if you're white, but if you're a minority, it doesn't work that way.
Well, that's one of my points, is that, he talks about blaming things on the democratic great society notion. And what I don't understand about that is that constantly on the right, they're always promoting this view of the right as being more fiscally responsible, more conservative fiscally and whatnot, and they're completely ignoring the fact that right now this country is involved in the largest fiscal mismanagement mistake in the history of this country. Where's the fiscal management in that? What's the great society of that?
Because they don't want to deal with that. They want to go to Clinton, and they want to go to the great society. And, you know, there was an article recently, it was in the New York Times, I believe, or maybe the New Yorker magazine, about how Clinton it was in the New York Times. Clinton wrote an op-ed piece about moving from welfare to work, and was talking about it. And he made great strides during his administration in this area. And it wasn't the Democrats who voted against it, and it wasn't Republicans who helped out. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. Here's something else. No Democrat has ever voted to pay a woman money.
Someday you're going to get the answer to the question, where does all my money go? Well, today, a Wells Fargo checking account with My Spending Report can help. You see, My Spending Report is an online financial organizer. It's free, and you can only get it from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday to get your finances organized? Call, click, or stop by and open a Wells Fargo checking account with free My Spending Report today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Wait?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-600-3037. Again, that's 1-800-600-3037. 1-800-600-3037.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting at HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Americans are giving their wallets a workout again. Live to CBS's Jim Shanavy. Jim, what are the numbers telling us?
Well, we're spending more than we're making, Frank. That's the bottom line. The Commerce Department reporting this morning spending in July increased by 0.8%. Double the 0.4% reported in June. Incomes also up, but not as much. We made on average 0.5% more in July.
Now, what about the big chain stores? How are they doing?
Well, the winners and losers, Frank. Walmart, Federated, beating expectations, but others had disappointing numbers, including JCPenney and The Gap.
The American Legion Convention hears from President Bush a little over an hour from now. Subject, Iraq.
I'm Mark Noller in Salt Lake City. For the third time in less than a year, President Bush today is launching a new series of speeches to persuade Americans that the U.S. must stay engaged in Iraq. If America were to withdraw before completing its mission, Mr. Bush says it would shred U.S. credibility and put the nation in greater jeopardy from terrorists.
Give up its nuclear program? President Ahmadinejad says Iran would never do that. By ignoring today's UN deadline to stop work that could lead to nuclear weapons production, Iran could face economic sanctions. But foreign affairs specialist Joe Cerencioni says it may not have to come to that.
If Iran feels that there is some way to come to an accommodation with the United States, that we would end our efforts to overthrow their regime, then and only then, I think, can you get a deal that could limit, if not entirely eliminate, their uranium enrichment capability.
Tropical storm Ernesto is winding up to sock the Carolina coast sometime later today.
We expect this to be approaching hurricane intensity as it approaches the coast. Storm surge flooding of 3 to 5 feet above normal tide levels is possible. We also expect very heavy rains, 4 to 8 inches over a large area.
Forecaster Eric Blake says the storm is on the storm watch at the National Hurricane Center. Steve Wright is on the job at the apartment complex he runs in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina.
It's better when you have a larger storm because you actually tell everybody to leave, whereas when you have something like this, most of your people want to stay.
A larger storm? That would be Hurricane John bearing down on Mexico's Pacific coast with 125-mile-an-hour top sustained winds. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs is scheduled for an extradition hearing in Las Vegas. Jeffs is wanted in Utah and Arizona for allegedly helping older men marry underage girls. Well, you can imagine what was going through the minds of passengers on a Canadian regional jet flight when they saw the pilot banging on the cockpit door for about 10 minutes. Seems he'd gone to the washroom and was locked out. first officer was flying the plane in the meantime. Eventually, the crew removed the door so the pilot could get back in. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up a little more than 10 points, NASDAQ up about 5. This is CBS News.
You trust your car and your tires to take you where you want to go. So who do you trust to take care of your tires? Sears Auto Centers. So come in right now. All tires are on sale from all the top brands, including Goodyear, Michelin, and Bridgestone. All tires, all on sale. If you've got places to go, make sure you're going to the place that takes care of your car, your tires, and you. Sears Auto Centers. See store for details. Exclusions apply. Sale ends 9606.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
I'm Corey Lopez with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado State Patrol investigating the accident that left one CDOT worker dead and another injured yesterday. A semi-truck went into another truck, then into a paving project on I-25 in Pueblo County. CDOT Stacy Stegman says 34-year-old Charles Mather was in a rotomilling machine that caught fire. He died later at the hospital.
Unfortunately, is married with a baby on the way and now was killed.
Another worker, Jerry Buchanan, broke both ankles. He jumped from a bridge to avoid the accident. Army Specialist Mark Wilkerson going to face his fellow soldiers and superiors rather than, quote, live in constant fear, unquote, of discovery and arrest. Fort Hood soldier, a native of Colorado Springs, had been AWOL for 18 months because he didn't want to go back to Iraq. Go ahead and smoke, says the judge, considering lifting the smoking ban at a bar in Durango. Oreo's Roadhouse is exempt until the judge makes his final decision. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got delays again today on the Boulder Turnpike, a crash eastbound at Federal. Definitely going to hamper your commute into town for sure, so be prepared. Your ride through Aurora is also heating up. We have a collision eastbound Mississippi over 225, and 225 itself is chock full now. Both directions. Heads up for a brand new crash, I-25 northbound, just north of 8th. We've got some Curiosity slowing as it sits off to the right. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather, strong storms developing this afternoon and falling afternoon temperatures. High of 81, currently at 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Go farther with confidence on Michelin tires. No other brand gives you such an uncompromising blend of performance and lasting tread life. Purchase your next set of Michelin tires at Sam's Club. Go farther with Michelin tires, available at Sam's Club.
Don't be tricked into spending up to $600 on so-called arch packages for your shoes. FootFX at 120th and Sheridan has the same quality arch support sold at other stores with no arch supports that cost over $129. Visit before this Friday, and FootFX will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootFX, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootFX.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Minutes after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. High today, 83, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Got Barbara Enright coming up a little bit later on. Well, actually in about 10 or 20 minutes here to talk about working in the United States. She's the author of the book Bait and Switch, The Fuel Pursuit of the American Dream. We're also talking about Bob Beaupre and his comments caught by Colorado Media Matters about the African-American community. Tragically, I think some of our ethnic communities were seeing very very high percentages of babies, children's pregnancies, and an abortion. And I think that it's time we have an out in the open discussion about what that means. And then the host says, Colorado Matters says, well, do you know what ethnic communities in particular? Beaupre says, I've seen the numbers as high as 70%, maybe even more, in the African-American community that I think is just appalling. I'm not saying it's appalling on them. I'm saying it's appalling that something's happening to encourage that. Frankly, it raises another question. Do we think it's okay that many African-American babies aren't allowed to be born and live an otherwise normal life and reach the blessings of the fullness of the American dream? I think those are very, very serious, very intense, very personal questions that society ought to ponder. Well, it turns out that Colorado Media Matters goes and checks out the statistics, and Beaupre is nowhere close. I mean, he's not even close. And there's also statistics in the Rocky this morning. And, you know, I don't know whether to ask whether you think Beaupre is racist, whether you think he's got a race problem. He engages in stereotypes. I mean, this is not the first time people on the Republican side have done this. Don't forget about Governor Bill Owens, about Asian and Jews, although I still don't get up any earlier than I used to. And just your general feelings about this at 303-713-7600, and I got two open lines. And poor Eddie calls John Turk back, the producer of this show, and he insists that we did a show on reparations. So, John, he asks you when we did the show, right?
He seems to think he heard it in the last month or so. So I have most of my show rundowns. I print out a list of everything we do every day and keep it. So I went back through July and flipped around and didn't find anything. You know, I don't have time to go through the last 6 months where he says we've talked about it a lot in the last 6 months or maybe once in the last 6 months. But I don't remember throwing it out as a topic. You know, when we have open phones, maybe somebody called in and threw something out. But no, I don't think it was something that we threw out there as a topic. When has it been in the news in the last 6 months?
Yeah, we haven't done it, and you keep the paperwork, and it's not in there. But what was his response to you when you told him, hey, I got the documentation of what we do every single day?
He says he knew it, knows it happened, and he'll find out a date and get back to us.
Well, and see, this gets into part of the problem in dealing with very opinionated conservative callers, which it has, you know, the conversation has a tendency to get passionate and can get very loud, that you can't reach them. He has a right to his opinion, but I mean they're always into something like, well, it, you know, the Great Society or Bill Clinton or whatever. I mean, a classic example of that is Ann Coulter with Kirsten Powers, who, talking about Osama bin Laden, tried to shift the blame of not getting bin Laden. She tried to shift it off on Bill Clinton that he didn't get him. And Kirsten Powers quite properly said to her, well, you know, look, we're not talking about Bill Clinton. We're talking about now. And as I try to say to Annie, we're not talking about 1965. We're talking about 2006. I kept asking him over and over again, show me a Democrat that has paid, that has stood up and has proposed in any bill, proposed paying women to have children. Is that a side effect of what has gone on and trying to tackle the problem of single mothers who are unemployed and who have kids? Yes. Because no matter what system you come up with, there's always going to be somebody that's going to try to cheat the system and go around it. But one or two or three or four or five examples doesn't make for an entire country. And no matter what we're talking about here, I mean, good God, look at the article in the paper yesterday about Harry Tomlinson, who got booted from PBS and now is under investigation because he ran the Voice of America. He runs the Voice of America, and he runs this country's broadcasting services, and he's under investigation, and he's a good friend of George W. Bush's, and he's a good friend of Karl Rove's, and he got the job because it was a patronage job. because they gave him the job because he was politically connected. He cheated the system, but does that mean that everybody who works, or he's accused of cheating the system, I should say, but does that mean that everybody who works in the federal system cheats it? No. Absolutely not. And when I get these callers who want to talk on broad talking points, and I try to get them to, you know, to center it up, boy, they want to go every place else but where, but back up the statement that they've made. All right, let me go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Greg, you there?
Yes, I am. Morning, Jay.
Go ahead.
I guess what I find unforgivable is the tendency to take a statistic like that without checking it out and just run with it. And somebody that's running for governor. And I'm not quite so sure I want a guy running this state that has that mentality. And I think as part of that, there's a tendency in that conservative thought, and I use conservative in quotes because conservative used to be a good thing. There is a racist component there that I think is shared by all these people. And whether they admit it or not, they stereotype blacks, they stereotype Hispanics, they stereotype Asians, they stereotype Jews. I mean, I think that's just part of their thought process, and they can't help it. And so I'm saying to myself, you know, yeah, he's stupid. Maybe he's not an overt racist, but he just doesn't think. You know, he didn't think about it in this case. And to come back and say it's a mistake, it was a mistake for him to say that. But it's not a mistake, he's saying, that doesn't mean his opinion has changed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do see what you're saying. You know? I do see what you're saying. And I wonder if it's a component of racism or a component of misunderstanding and failure to face up to the facts of what it's like to be a person of color, or particularly what it's like to be a single mother of color, or just a single female, period, in this society, and they just don't want to, I mean, they just don't want to face up to it. I mean, example is that the recent Census Bureau information release shows that, you know, once again, hey, man, we got more kids living in the, you know, we have more kids that are medically uninsured.
Well, I understand, and, you know, I watched that deal in New Orleans that Spike Lee did, and what an eye-opener that is. And one thing that kind of set me off about the guy that you had on there that you spent a while arguing with is using the rationale that all of these black kids that supposedly are being aborted have a as good a shot as a normal life as everybody else. And I'm telling you, that ain't the way it really is in this country. They don't have a good shot at normal life. Not the normal life that the typical white Republican thinks about.
Nope. You know what? You're absolutely dead on that. Greg, thank you, man. Appreciate you being on the show. Thank you. All right. Hang on. We'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. We're going to talk to Barbara Enright about these latest job statistics, and then we'll get back to your calls. I don't want anybody to go anywhere. Everybody, please, have some...
Since I put Regency Bristol Windows in my home, I've saved thousands of dollars on my energy bills. They guarantee that you will save at least 47% on yours, too. For a limited time, the best window on the market is offered at an additional off-season discount. It's the best time ever to get the Regency Bristol Window on your home. Call 303-233-0833 now or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable.
We're still hectic eastbound C-470 on approach to I-25, and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike still tied up at Federal as crews try to get that crash out of the way. Weather today, strong storms developing this afternoon and falling afternoon temperatures with a high expected of 81 degrees. Currently at 64, I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With E-470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E-470 and Smoky Hill Road from 10 to 2 on Saturday, September 9th for family fun at E-470's Car Care Safety Fair. Visit E-470.com. That's E-470.com.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do. Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Thanks to a special Medicare program, you may be eligible for a pair of shoes specifically designed for diabetics, plus three sets of inserts for little or no cost. For details about this program and to see if you qualify, call or visit FootFX today. Also, now through Friday, FootFX will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootFX, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootFX.
40 years ago, we were hippies who thought we could change the world. Today, we still do. We're McStain Neighborhoods, pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStain home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStain home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStain.com for details. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8. And a high today around 81, and there's going to be some thundershowers and falling temperatures in the afternoon. By the way, join me Saturday, 11:30 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. I'll be at the Taste of Colorado, and I'll be at the AM 760 booth. We've got games to play and prizes to give away, and most important thing is, I'd love to just be able to get together and hook up with you and exchange some views and to talk to you. So come by the Taste of Colorado this Saturday, and I'll be at the AM 760 booth, and I look forward to seeing you. All right, let's talk to Barbara Ehrenreich. She is the author of A Bait and Switch, The Futile Pursuit of the American Dream, which with a new afterword, so it's back, it's been revised, and it's back out in paperback. Not that it's ever been gone. And also, she's the best-selling author of Nickel and Dimed, plus numerous other books about working in America. And Barbara, good morning, and welcome to the program. Hi, Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jay.
Hi, good. Good to have you on. You know, since we don't have too much time here, one of the first things I wanted to do was I wanted to get your response, how you feel about the census information, the 2005 census information that was released yesterday that shows that the median income in this country rose by a whopping 1.1%, and that that's the first increase since 1999. But the entire increase is attributed, apparently, to 23 million households headed by somebody over the age of 65. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it seems to be that that whopping increase was mostly due to investment income among fairly older people, that wages and salaries themselves have not been keeping up, and, you know, which is what most of us experience in our own lives, not keeping up with the kinds of prices we're seeing today.
Yeah, for more than 91 million households, the median dropped by 0.5%, or $275. Incomes for the under 65 crowd, as you say, were hurt by a decline in wages and salaries among full-time working men. And this is for the second year in a row. Is it, I mean, is it any reason that people out there are uneasy about the economy?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of gurus on television and pundits who say, hey, the economy's great. Look at the growth numbers. Look at the productivity numbers. But those are not affecting the way people live. They're not affecting our lives. For example, we had a big story this week saying that even though productivity is going up, wages and salaries have not gone up with it.
Right.
What's gone up is corporate profits, but not what people actually have. So yeah, there's a lot of pessimism. Some recent surveys were released. I'm looking at these right now, showing rising levels of pessimism among working people. People who, 62% of Americans said there is less job security now than there was a decade ago.
How long can we keep living like this? How long can those of us that are in the middle and lower middle class, how long can we continue to keep functioning under this kind of pressure?
Well, how long are we going to put up with it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the problem is there's not enough pushing back. There's not enough people standing up to say things like, hey, we've got to have universal health insurance, for one thing, you know, so that when we lose a job or we have a low-paid job that doesn't offer health insurance, we're not, you know, we're not facing that kind of catastrophe. That would be one thing to do. I would also, you know, invite people to come to the new website of a new organization called UnitedProfessionals.org, where we're trying to get together people who have, especially white-collar, but not only white-collar people, who are unemployed, underemployed, or very anxiously employed, and say, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, give that website again. That sounds like, you know what, I mean, it's like I'm all over that as soon as I get off the air. Give that website again.
UnitedProfessionals.org. Yeah, you should be, you know, Jay, I hate to say it, but media is not a real secure area.
No, it never has been, but you know something, it's worse now than it's ever been. See, you know,
well, I've always been a freelancer, but now I realize I'm just as secure as a freelancer as you are, you know, an employed journalist.
Well,
which is to say, not very secure at all.
You know, I always, you know, this country has changed so much, and I know you can get into this. It used to be, when I started out full-time in this business, like back in 1973, you know what? We were the only people who knew how to automatically rent a U-Haul, knew how to move on a dime, knew how to resettle in a community with a little bit of money. I mean, we were always on the move. We were young. We were adventurous. And it was the way the business was. The business was not very secure. But the one thing that there was out there is there were a lot of jobs. Now, it's exactly the opposite. Because of consolidation, the jobs have disappeared, yet we're still people who are living under the sword of Damocles. But now, it seems like in 2006, everybody else that I know who's not in broadcasting, they're all living under the same constraints. They're all scared they're going to lose their jobs.
Yeah, I think it's widespread. And then there are the young people coming out of college, you know, who sort of bought the line that if you get a college degree, you're going to be okay, you're going to get ahead. And they find, you know, they might as well have graduated into being wait staff in a lot of cases. They come out of college with a huge debt, $28,000 on average, and have a really hard time now getting any traction. So it's not just the middle-aged, but it's the younger folks, too.
If you could do one thing to turn all of this around, if the United States government came to you and said, all right, what's the one thing we can do to help people in their pursuit of the American dream, you would say to them what?
Well, I think we need more of a safety net so people can survive job loss better, you know, without sinking into poverty. I think we also need to examine government policies that encourage outsourcing, that actually reward outsourcing, and say, well, you know, maybe we've got a thing, maybe there's some real value to keeping Americans employed. Let's look at that as a policy instead.
Do you think pursuit of the American dream is futile? Do you think that... Give me a thumbnail sketch on that.
I tend to be a little bleak about this, that if we don't work for some sorts of changes right now and more respect for working people at all levels, it's gone. That American dream is gone. That vision of work hard, play by the rules, and you will get ahead and you will be okay is really not there.
And how did we fall into this? How did this happen?
Well, you know, blue-collar workers have been in this kind of situation for a long time. In the 80s, companies were massively laying off their blue-collar people and outsourcing all their manufacturing. Now, then it was the turn of the white-collar workers. You began to get a new attitude in corporate America in the 90s, in the mid-90s, really, of, well, anybody on our payroll is just an expense to be eliminated. Can we get rid of them? I mean, this is the attitude kind of brought in by people like Jack Welch at GE and Al Chainsaw Dunlop at Sunbeam. Let's just pare things down to the bone and have more and more money at the top for the CEO level and less, fewer and fewer employees.
Yeah, Jack Welch once made a comment, I think, that that he only wished that he could put his factories on barges so he could move them around.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's his view of the workforce, and workers in this country have lost a tremendous amount of ground and continue to keep losing a tremendous amount of ground. And you're right. I mean, we got to stand up, and we have to reverse this slide somehow. So we've got to organize. I mean, I don't know of any other way to stop it. Do you?
It's the old principle. We have more strength together. You can do everything. You can get your financial planning under control. You can hire your life coach, your career coach. But ultimately, there are some things we can't just. There's some structural things we've got to change.
We're in a race to the bottom in a lot of areas. True?
It does look that way. Yeah. I mean, if corporations can just go anywhere in the world where they can pay the least amount of money, if they can actually damage their corporations by shedding so many highly qualified people in this country. That's what it is, a race to the bottom.
How bad has deregulation hurt us?
I think it's hurt in many ways. I'm not an expert on this, but I think there's a role for government. There's a role for government to, kind of be a moderator, to make sure that individuals and corporations can't abuse and exploit their people.
Boy, Barbara, you're just another one of these guests where I got to someday have you back on and have you here for an hour.
Okay.
Because I mean, there's just so much to go through, and you know so much, and your books are so wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the program this morning. Really, really, really do appreciate it.
Well, nice talking to you too, Jay.
All right, take care. There's Barbara Enreich, and the book is Bait and Switch, The Futile Pursuit of the American Dream. Also read Nickel and Dimed, which is another great book by her. And we'll try to have her back on again at some other time to talk about the economy. All right, we've been talking about Bob Beaupre this morning, but I'll tell you what we'll do since it's now almost 9 o'clock. I mean, it's 9 o'clock in another 30 minutes. We can go on open phones, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. If you want to continue to talk about Bob Beaupre and his ridiculous comments, the ridiculous comment that he made on Colorado Matters about abortion, which doesn't statistically check out. And thank you to Colorado Media Matters for catching it. You want to talk about that, or you want to talk about anything else that may be in the news that you may want to get into. And I also I want to play for you, and I'm going to do it after 9 o'clock. I want to play for you the Keith Olbermann audio from last night, in which Keith Olbermann forcefully, and I mean forcefully, answers Donald Rumsfeld's criticism that those of us who don't like the direction of the war in Iraq, I mean, there are varying thoughts about what to do here, as we kind of explored yesterday. So some of you want immediate pullout now. Some of you want to redeploy the troops. Some of you want to set a timetable like I do. There are all these different plans, but if you disagree with how the administration is conducting the war, according to Rumsfeld, you're like the Chamberlain government in Britain prior to World War II, and you're an appeaser of fascism. And Olbermann has his finest hour by going after Rumsfeld, and we'll play that for you too after 9 o'clock. Meanwhile, I got four open lines. 303-713-7600. So jump aboard, use them or lose them, and we'll take your calls coming up. Right now, we'll take a look at progressive traffic with my old buddy.
I'm hungry. Can we talk about food?
You want to talk about food?
Yeah.
What kind of food would you like?
I could go for a taco right about now.
Yeah, see, people who work morning hours want weird food at weird times. I agree with you.
All right. I-25 is the highway with the most problems. We've got slowing due to wrecks northbound around 8th Street, westbound Hamden right at I-25, and heavy delays now southbound out of Thornton, and again for your ride to downtown 38 to Spear. I-25 through the Tech Center and T-Rex also a little slower than usual. Police are out there in force. They're watching your speed, so make sure you're driving at the limit. Weather today, strong storms developing this afternoon and falling afternoon temperatures, a high of 81. Right now it's 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's new Pavilion for Women and Children provides the full spectrum of healthcare services and private patient rooms with state-of-the-art medical facilities. Denver Health provides high-quality healthcare for the women and children of Denver and Colorado. Denver Health, level one care for all.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating Colorado Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park for the Taste of Colorado. There'll be food on hand from over 50 local vendors, live music, and kids activities. Stop by the AM 760 tent on Saturday, September 2nd for your chance to participate in our version of a popular TV game show. It's a Colorado tradition, the Taste of Colorado, Labor Day weekend in Civic Center Park with AM 760 Progressive Talk. For more information, log on to am760.net.
And I'll be there between 11:30 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon, so come by and say hello. Jackson and Coco, they are the loves of our lives. Mary and I, we love our Welsh Corgi Coco and our Minpin Jackson. I don't want to leave Bill the Bird out either because he's in there as well. You know what? They are just the love of our lives. Hearing dogs. You know, have you ever heard about hearing dogs? They're trained to respond to chosen sounds like a knock on the door, the whistle of a tea kettle, or the ring of a telephone, sounds that might otherwise go undetected by hearing-impaired owners. And I could list you all the noises that set off my dogs. You come to my house, and I'd love to invite you to my house. You come to my house, it's like a storm. It's like a herd approaching the door. They get so loud and get so crazy. It's because they got so much energy and they feel so well and they're playful. And it's because of Purina One, which they've been on since they've been pups. How many times did you hear "eat your broccoli" when you were growing up? Well, imagine a world where what you eat and what you like is also good for you. And that's the world that your dog lives in when your dog eats Purina One Total Nutrition Formulas. Now, these newly reformulated dog formulas are made with ingredients like real lamb, real beef, or real chicken, plus rice and yogurt. Real ingredients just like those you look for in your own diet. Try it, and your dog will thank you. Does your current pet food deliver both good taste and good health? Purina One does. Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge and see for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Look over their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
Don't be tricked into spending up to $600 on so-called arch packages for your shoes. Foot Effects at 120th and Sheridan has the same quality arch support sold at other stores with no arch supports that cost over $129. Visit before this Friday, and Foot Effects will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. Foot Effects, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with Foot Effects.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 37, 37 minutes past the hour. And the high today? It's going to be 81. I've been saying 83, but it's actually going to be 81. And there is a chance of some thunderstorms, and some of that stuff might be a little severe. And we'll have falling temperatures, and that's this afternoon. All right, it's you can continue to talk about Bob Beaupre if you want to, and also we'll play the Oberman thing after 9, and it's open phones now, basically, at 303-713-7600. So whatever it is you want to talk about, I'm on to it. Let's go to John in Louisville. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, thanks. It's a sweet day out here. I'm walking the dog, so excuse me if I seem a little bit distracted.
That's okay.
Hey, I have to admit, I don't read a lot of the local newspapers, and I heard this a couple days ago, and I haven't heard you guys talking about it, just mostly because I haven't been looking a lot in the last day or two. But I heard that there was a lady from some sort of ethics committee in Washington, and I don't know if it was a federally funded thing or a third-party type deal, but we had found out there was like over 25 LLCs registered to a particular P.O. box in Colorado that had all donated $1,000 to Beaupre's campaign for governor. And, you know, that obviously is bad enough if there's something fishy going on, and I'm not suggesting there necessarily is, although it stinks. But the other thing is this committee or this board had sent a letter to a woman, I guess the Secretary of State, who apparently is a Republican as well, and whose office oversees this type of thing, and apparently they had gotten a letter back saying that this wasn't in their authority to investigate, that they were welcome to investigate it themselves. And, you know, from what I understand, that's exactly what one of the things the Secretary of State is supposed to do. So I just can't believe it. I want to know if you had any information on it or me or whatnot.
Yeah, I don't have much information, but I'm like you. It seems to me that I remember reading about that somewhere, and I'll have to run that story down. But I do remember reading about it for sure, and maybe somebody listening has more information about it than I do. But as I said, I'm like you. I mean, I remember reading about it. I just don't know whatever came of it.
And, you know, I would definitely, you know, I'm not pretending to break it or anything. But if it is true, I'd love to, you know, see it stopped and have more play on it in general to people in Colorado because. I mean, you know, honestly, not only do I dislike Beaupre, but at the same time, if he's going to cheat, that's even all the more reason to dislike him and not vote for him. So, anyway, the more information you can get out to us, the better, and I would appreciate it.
All right. You got it.
That's all.
Okay. Take care, pal.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You know, I don't dislike Bob Beaupre. I mean, I don't, you know him as a person, so I can't say that I dislike him. I just don't agree with him. And I'm not sure really where he's coming from half the time, this with his whole both ways Bob situation. I hope I get the pronunciation of this correctly. You know these, what are they called? These consular matricular cards that they're Mexican ID cards that banks accept, and Beaupre ran around during the thing with Holtzman. And screamed and yelled about how he was going to be this, you know, tough guy in immigration. But then in Congress, he voted to allow banks to take these cards. I'm not debating about whether we should or should banks should or should not take the cards. The fact is that he voted to take these cards, then he claimed that he had no input over the bank that his that he owns, that his family owns. I believe it's Heritage Bank, if my memory serves me correctly. It's Heritage Bank, and his wife is on the board of directors. So, once again, it's like he wants to have it, you know, both ways. I mean, he's... You know, going back to the incident of putting the picture on his website in a flight suit, like he was in Vietnam, which he wasn't there. And it might have been Melanie Sloan's organization that might have had that report about Beaupre, and we'll check that out about the campaign stuff. Let's go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay.
Hi.
Just so you know where I'm coming from, in the past I voted for Democrats, I voted for Republicans, And one thing I really do think, that Bill Clinton was probably one of the best presidents we've ever had, and this guy that we have now is absolutely the worst. But for the guy that called in saying, oh, a lot of black girls are getting knocked up or something like that, and they're all unmarried, gee, you know, maybe he should check into the fact that wasn't it George Bush's brother that knocked up some white gal down in Texas?
Yeah, I think you're
remember
right.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
And also, I do believe in these facts. The fact I'm getting ready to quote to you, I get from my daughter, and she's an absolute true blue Democrat over in the red state of Kansas, which is a little tough. Yeah, one over there. But anyway, her facts are usually pretty correct, so maybe you could check on it. She tells me that Texas is one of the leading states, or maybe even number one, I'm not sure, when it comes to abortions and also divorce. And bad Massachusetts, with all those liberals, is one of the lowest when it comes to abortion and also divorce. I thought that's kind of interesting. I love the way the Republicans do things. And by the way, we have a lot more problems in this world right now than whether black girls are getting knocked up and they're not married, because I think, you know, all our guys, they keep dying in Iraq every day. I personally think that's a lot bigger problem. And by the way, one last comment I'd like to make. Picture Bill Ritter's face in your mind, and also Bob Beaupre. Which one of those guys would you buy a car from?
That's a great line. George, you know what? I'll check out on the Texas and the Massachusetts thing. It seems to me that I've heard it too, but I'll go in and look it up before I back the statement. And I think that the dyed-in-the-wool Beaupre defender that we had that called up, once again, I mean, he said, well, now what you'll do is you'll hang up and you'll refer to me as being a nutcase. No, he's kind of right to his opinion. I just think that he needs to look at the bigger picture, that if there is a problem, that there's usually multiple reasons that these problems exist, and that the idea is, how do you cure the problems, how do you fix them? But you at least, when you make a public statement, you at least have got to have your facts. And what Beaupre was saying, 70%, the number being as high as 70%, he didn't qualify it. He didn't say whether that was nationwide. He led us to believe, or I was led to believe by the audio cut, that he's talking about Colorado. Now, if you put those numbers together, there wouldn't be a black person in the state. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it's like it doesn't add up. It's not reliable. It's not feasible. That's all. That's all,
well,
I'm saying.
And by the way, you do know, I'm sure you know this, he brought up the abortion point because he wants, that's part of his base, all those born-agains out there that cry over every abortion. So they just love to bring that subject up, don't they?
Well, he is. He's out to stimulate his base, because I think he's scared that if he doesn't get the base out, he's not going to get any votes.
Well, by the way, one of your co-workers on another station, that's part of Clear Channel, said one of the stupidest things I've ever heard a while back, but he's living in dreamland. He was saying that Beaupre is going to win in a landslide. I think Beaupre is going to lose in a landslide. What do you personally believe?
I think he's going to lose. I think it won't be a landslide, but I think he could lose by as many as 10, 15, 20 points back. I don't know.
That'd
we'll have to see.
That'd be a pretty big landslide. But one thing I think the Republicans, where they're making a big blunder, they're falling back on the same old crap they've always relied on to win. I mean, not just local elections, but national elections. And they're going to lose because people aren't buying that crap anymore. That's
well,
what I really think. I mean, the people don't care about all this abortion crap or stem cell, they care about the stem cells, but not the way the Republicans mean it. But what they really care about is, I think people are sick to death of our guys dying in Iraq. That's what they care about in this, and then George Bush has broke the country. I mean, hell, people are that stupid.
The president is going to be out today defending his policy on Iraq. He's going to be shopping the same old thing about the terrorist threat. He's going to try to fuse the two together when the public opinion polls show that the public now, for the first time by a margin of 51%, does not see those two things connected. You're right, they'll go to the culture wars, they'll go to all of this stuff. The question is whether the public's buying it. And I'll tell you something, statistic, which I found to be kind of shocking, Fox News, their viewership is down by 28%, has gone into a nosedive, and is down by 28%. And MSNBC and CNN is up And I wonder if people are finally saying, hey, you know something? We're just not buying what you're selling. Thanks, George. Appreciate it, man. All right. We'll continue here. One line open at 303-713-7600. 847, 47 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Heavy backups now for eastbounders, 6th Avenue bogged at Federal. We've got Highway 36 out of Boulder still jammed up at Federal as well due to an earlier crash. And eastbound C-470 loaded right now through Highlands Ranch. Still clearing a wreck westbound Hamden at Locust. That's right at I-25 and there in front of the Sheridan Four Points. It was blocking the right-hand lane. Weather today, strong storms developing this afternoon and falling afternoon temperatures. High of 81 expected. Right now it is 64 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get any used 06 Explorer or Expedition, and you'll also get an 03 Ford Focus.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commissioned salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
8:50, it's 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Where's the best place to buy a used car along the Front Range? Well, it's Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. Facts are, you can choose from hundreds of auto dealers in Colorado. Really, you can. So why choose from Rocky's? Well, because Rocky's is the number one volume dealer. And what makes them number one? Well, they're number one because of low prices, extended hours, a diverse inventory, over 500 units on the lot, tons of payment options, clean, late model cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, I mean the best in Colorado, and their matching down program that will match up to $1,500. Good people to help you out there, too, like Tom and Marv Alshur, the Alshur brothers, and Spanky Herrera, and Johnny Mays, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Jim Monroe. List just goes on and on of good people working out there, over 100 people out there busting their rears for you. Lots of people behind the scenes who you never talk to, people like Izzy and Isaac and Sergio, but they're all part of Rockies, and their one goal is to make sure that you're happy. Check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for Steve, or just check out the inventory. Or better yet, go on out to Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Randy Kneebone, Excavating and Trucking in Erie, reminds drivers, when you take to the road during this back-to-school season and throughout the school year, remember to take along the three C's of safe driving. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. This special reminder is a courtesy of Randy Kneebone, Excavating and Trucking in Erie, the professional serving the area with top-quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call 303-210-5660.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And my God, is he ugly. 8:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 83. Well, actually, it's going to be 81, I'm sorry. And partly sunny, thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those could be a little bit severe. We'll have to question Gina Michaels about that. It's open phones. And coming up after 9 o'clock, I'll play the Oberman piece from last night in which Keith Oberman eloquently rebuts Donald Rumsfeld's extreme and ludicrous comments yesterday in front of the American Legion, comparing those of us who disagree with the conduct of the war as being appeasers to fascism walking in the same footsteps as Neville Chamberlain. Here's Tony in Littleton. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Very good. Listen, the reason I'm calling this morning is because I just have to comment on Beaupre's comments. How can you let him get away with saying anything like that? You know, I think his comments are just a demonstration of how extreme and not common sense the conservative groups are out there who say that abortion is a problem and needs to be stopped, but they don't have any sort of common sense solution to fix that problem. You know, their solution would be to criminalize abortion, which would result in doctors and women being thrown in jail for making that very private decision, as opposed to advancing a common sense public policy that focuses on preventing unintended pregnancies so women don't have to face that choice in the first place.
Yeah, and you know what? I think you're absolutely right about that. They don't have any plan. They don't even want to move the subject of abortion to a higher level, which is to give single women support so that they don't have to go through it, and to give them any kind of alternative. Because they're, you know, they believe that the only thing that the government is there for is to build a massive, mighty military machine, and that safety nets for anybody doesn't really matter, and that that's the downfall, you know, of society. Never mind the fact that this, you know, that the census from 2005 released yesterday shows more kids in this country now living without health insurance, but you don't see anybody from the GOP, you don't see anybody standing up and proposing anything because they are the party of extremism and empty ideas. And I wonder, and I've always wondered this, I wonder where old line conservative Republicans, I wonder where they go. I wonder where they belong.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think some of them, I think more and more of them are actually coming over to the Democratic side because they're seeing that their party has been hijacked by extremists as opposed to people who are willing to negotiate and come up with sound strategies that will actually benefit the populace.
Yeah, and maybe what I should have done with that guy who called up and wanted to defend Beaupre and made that absurd statement about paying women to have babies and getting into all that, maybe, you know, maybe I should have said that to him. You know, maybe you're right. What I should have done was I should have just turned to him and I should have said to him, all right, let me let's grant that there's a problem in America with abortion and with unwanted pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
What do you and your followers, what do you want to do about it? And,
right,
you know, his answer would be, well, overturn Roe versus Wade.
Right. But that doesn't get to the heart of the problem of stopping the unintended pregnancy, so it doesn't even come to a point of whether or not to choose an abortion. What needs to happen is there needs to be a public policy that focuses on sound, comprehensive sex education, the availability of emergency contraception, and just the general access that women and their families need to make sound decisions.
Yeah, see, I couldn't agree with you more, and I don't understand why that's not a bigger part of the discussion, but I also don't understand that there must be well-meaning, honest, thoughtful, soulful conservatives, and also maybe moderates who lean conservative. I don't understand how they can stand by and just acquiesce to all of these extremist statements and distortions that seem to be coming from their side of the political spectrum and out of their political party.
I think in their defense, this is a very difficult issue to talk about, and it's very polarizing. And without having non-polarizing language to use, it's very difficult for them to state their opinion. Instead of getting mired in the muck of all the exceptions of when abortion should be allowed, I think people need the tools to be able to say, let's not focus on the abortion. Let's not focus on how difficult that can be. Let's focus on not even getting to the point where abortion needs to be an option. Let's focus instead on how, as a society, we can prevent unintended pregnancy.
Yeah, quickly, you think Beaupre is just not very smart, or do you think he's a racist?
I think it's a combination.
All right.
His statements about African Americans weren't the only places where he clubbed up in that debate.
Yeah, that's true. Tony, thank you. Great call. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Coming up, more open phones, and, yeah, I'm going to play that Oberman piece. Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Keith Oberman steps out last night on Countdown and takes Donald Rumsfeld to the woodshed, and it is beautiful. And I'm going to play it right after the 9 o'clock news. Plus, I'll take more of your phone calls. Thanks for being here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. The challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Top three reasons I'm painting the bedroom this Labor Day weekend. Number three, the color in there now so loud I can't even sleep. Number two, goodbye electric guacamole, hello silent tide green. And the number one reason, I can save 25% at the Home Depot.
Now through Labor Day at the Home Depot. Get 25% off number one rated Behr interior paint by manufacturer mail-in rebate. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. Rated number one by a leading independent consumer publication. See store for details.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN. Thornton. Denver. Boulder.
Is on the road beginning a new round of speeches aimed at regenerating support for his Iraq policy. Live to Salt Lake City and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller, who's traveling with Mr. Bush.
Nick, with the midterm elections just over 2 months off and with U.S. engagement in Iraq a top political issue, President Bush is about to launch a new effort to persuade Americans that the mission in Iraq must be completed. This new series of speeches begins in a matter of minutes as President Bush goes before what is regarded as a friendly and supportive audience, delegates to the National Convention of the American Legion. But Mr. Bush is adamant in saying that his speeches on Iraq are not political. Nick?
Well, the president has his critics in generally conservative Utah. Salt Lake City's Democratic Mayor Rocky Anderson led an anti-Bush rally before his arrival.
We are distressed at what our president, our administration, and our Congress are doing too, and in the name of our nation.
There is no backing down in Tehran. Iran's President Ahmadinejad vowing his country will continue pursuing its nuclear aims, even in the face of potential U.N. punishment. CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips.
This is deadline day, the day that Iran was due under threat from the U.N. Security Council to stop its production of refined weapons-grade uranium. It's also the day that if Iran hadn't stopped that production, the U.N. is due to begin construction consideration of a sanctions process.
Well, they're battening down in the Carolinas, where a hurricane watch is now up as tropical storm Ernesto zeroes in. Live to Greensboro and CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
Nick, it's waiting and wondering for folks along the Carolina coast.
This to me is nothing yet, but I don't know how close it's going to come to the shore here.
Ernesto's biggest impact may be flooding. Up to a foot of rain could fall. Coastal tourism could also take a big economic hit from the strengthening storm, Nick.
Well, Mexico's ordered the evacuation of 10,000 people as a potent storm skirts the Pacific coast. CBS's Adrian Bard says resorts are under Hurricane John's gun.
Patty Moreno lives near Vallarta's marina. She's staying at home with her children just in case.
It's not going to hit here, but it's going to pass along the coast very close. So maybe the winds will be strong and the wind will be strong.
John is heading away from mainland Mexico and towards Baja California.
Well, Americans were in a spending mood last month. The government says consumer spending jumped 0.8%. That's the largest increase in half a year. Jeron Martis of Thompson Financial says a separate study shows the spending has continued through into this month.
We saw the strong momentum from July, from the back-to-school sales, carry into the month of August and posting a very strong average.
Now, checking stocks at this hour, both the NASDAQ and Dow are up a fraction, the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Honey, I think I need a new look.
So, what, like a new haircut or something?
I meant the color of the living room.
I knew that.
It's the Labor Day sale at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium Coatings, and an extra 25% on Waverly Wallpaper Books, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, September 4th.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
CompUSA email bag.
Wendy emails, Dear CompUSA, got any plans for Labor Day? Big plans, Wendy, starting with this Friday's Midnight Madness. Tons of amazing deals from 6 p.m. to midnight, like a compact laptop with Turion 64 processor, 512 megs of memory, 80 gig hard drive, and ATI graphics card for under $600 after rebates. That's $180 off. Come enjoy all the savings this Friday till midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. See store for details.
I'm Corey Lopez with your AM 760 local news update. Colorado State Patrol investigating the accident that left one CDOT worker dead and another injured yesterday. A semi-truck went into another truck, then into a paving project on I-25 in Pueblo County. CDOT Stacy Stegman says 34-year-old Charles Mather was in a roto-milling machine that caught fire. He died later at the hospital.
Unfortunately, is married with a baby on the way and now was killed.
Another worker, Jerry Buchanan, broke both ankles. He jumped from a bridge to avoid the accident. Army Specialist Mark Wilkerson going to face his fellow soldiers and superiors rather than, quote, live in constant fear, unquote, of discovery and arrest. Fort Hood soldier, a native of Colorado Springs, had been AWOL for 18 months because he didn't want to go back to Iraq. Go ahead and smoke, says the judge, considering lifting the smoking ban at a bar in Durango. Oreo's Roadhouse is exempt until the judge makes his final decision. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Westminster Boulder Turnpike still lagging a little bit east and westbound Federal to Church Ranch, but we're starting to get some relief now along all of our highways, including 270 through Commerce City. I-25 continues to be a little slow, 38th to Spear for your downtown ride. Airport Drive is incident-free. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today's...
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
On
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
The guy's color is, and every morning, Monday through Friday, we do an hour of open phones, and on Friday, we do 4 hours of open phones. Now, I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying that the topic of reparations didn't come up in a phone conversation with a listener, but we keep track of everything we do. We have never done a show an hour based on the subject of reparations to African Americans. We looked it up. And John keeps a record of everything we do. But people call here during open, and this is the idea behind open phones. I mean, you can call and you can talk about all kinds of things. So it doesn't make any difference. I mean, you can talk about reparations. You can talk about. I know that I had a conversation not too long ago with a caller about the internment of the Japanese during World War II and about them being paid reparations. I do remember that phone call. But that's what open phones are all about. Oh, a listener wants to know what the website the Barbara Ehrenreich was talking about. I think it's AmericanProfessionals.org, but I'm not sure. If you Google under her name, you should be able to find it. Then the other thing is, let me confront something else here before we get to the Keith Olbermann piece and take more of your phone calls. We're getting calls this morning about this. Mike Malloy is no longer with Air America. That's a decision of Air America. We're not an Air America station. We carry Air America programming, but we also carry other programming. We carry this program. We carry Ed Schultz, which is not a product of Air America. We are not an Air America station. And I get people all the time who come to me and say, oh, well, you know, you're an Air America station. No, we're not. We just happen to carry some of their programming. We also carry other programming. We don't have anything to do with what happened between Air America and Mike Malloy. Now, I know Mike Malloy. I worked with Mike Malloy. He's not one of my favorite people in the world, and he said some terrible misleading things about me on the air. But, you know, that's for him to have to live with. I'm not going to badmouth him. I'm just going to tell you that for those of you that are calling John, that we don't have any decision about that. That rests with that whole thing is with Air America. So you need to talk, go to their website, and send them email and complain to them. That has nothing to do with us. All right. Olbermann. Donald Rumsfeld made a speech yesterday in front of the veterans. In front of the American Legion, in which George W. Bush is talking today. The administration has got the PR machine revved up over Iraq. And both Rumsfeld and Cheney have used very, very harsh language. And the president borders on it being harsh sometimes, even though he claims that he doesn't. Has used very harsh language towards those of us, and this includes a wide corral of people here, who do not agree with the management of the war. Whether you fall into the following camps, immediately withdraw now, get out now, turn a switch and leave, set a timetable, redeploy, fire Donald Rumsfeld, try ultimate force one more time to lock down the to lock down the country, which we didn't use enough force going in. Whatever camp you're in, Rumsfeld, who has done a terrible job running this thing and who is responsible for the mess we're in, along with his boss, George W. Bush, and the Vice President, Dick Cheney, lashed out at all of us, comparing us to Neville Chamberlain. Last night, Oberman answered him. And here is what Keith Oberman said. And to me, this is just a moment in broadcast history.
The man who sees absolutes where all other men see nuances and shades of meaning is either a prophet or a quack. Donald H. Rumsfeld is not a prophet. We end the countdown where we began, our number one story, with a special comment on Mr. Rumsfeld's remarkable speech to the American Legion yesterday. It demands the deep analysis and the sober contemplation of every American. For it did not merely serve to impugn the morality or intelligence, indeed the loyalty, of the majority of Americans who oppose the transient occupants of the highest offices in the land. Worse still, it credits those same transient occupants, our employees, with a total omniscience, which neither common sense nor this administration's track record, at home or abroad, suggests they deserve. Dissent and disagreement with government is the life's blood of human freedom, and not merely because it is the first roadblock against the kind of tyranny the men Mr. Rumsfeld likes to think of as his troops still fight this very evening in Iraq. It is also essential, because just every once in a while, it is right, and the power to which it speaks is wrong. In a small irony, however, Mr. Rumsfeld's speechwriter was adroit in evoking the memory of the appeasement of the Nazis. For in their time, there was another government faced with true peril, with a growing evil, powerful and remorseless. That government, like Mr. Rumsfeld's, had a monopoly on all the facts. It too had the secret information. It alone had the true picture of the threat. It too dismissed and insulted its critics in terms like Mr. Rumsfeld's, questioning their intellect and their morality. That government was England's in the 1930s. It knew Hitler posed no true threat to Europe, let alone to England. It knew Germany was not rearming in violation of all treaties and accords. It knew that the hard evidence it had received, which contradicted its own policies, its own conclusions, its own omniscience, needed to be dismissed. The English government of Neville Chamberlain already knew the truth. Most relevant of all, it knew that its staunchest critics needed to be marginalized and isolated. In fact, it portrayed the foremost of them as a bloodthirsty warmonger who was, if not truly senile, at best morally or intellectually confused. That critic's name was Winston Churchill. Sadly, we have no Winston Churchills evident among us this evening. We have only Donald Rumsfeld's demonizing disagreement the way Neville Chamberlain demonized Winston Churchill. History and 163 million pounds of Luftwaffe bombs over England have taught us that all Mr. Chamberlain had was his certainty and his own confusion, a confusion that suggested that the office can not only make the man, but that the office can also make the facts. Thus did Mr. Rumsfeld make an apt historical analogy, accepting the fact that he has the battery plugged in backwards. His government, absolute and exclusive in its knowledge, is not the modern version of the one which stood up to the Nazis. It is the modern version of the government of Neville Chamberlain. But back to today's omniscient ones. That about which Mr. Rumsfeld is confused is simply this. This is a democracy, still, sometimes just barely, and as such, all voices count, not just his. Had he or his president perhaps proven any of their prior claims of omniscience, about Osama bin Laden's plans 5 years ago, about Saddam Hussein's weapons 4 years ago, about Hurricane Katrina's impact 1 year ago, we all might be able to swallow hard and accept their omniscience as a bearable, even useful recipe of fact plus ego. But to date, this government has proved little besides its own arrogance and its own hubris. Mr. Rumsfeld is also personally confused, morally or intellectually, about his own standing in this matter. From Iraq to Katrina to flu vaccine shortages to the entire fog of fear which continues to envelop our nation, he, Mr. Bush, Mr. Cheney, and their cronies have, inadvertently or intentionally, profited and benefited, both personally and politically. And yet he can stand up in public and question the morality and the intellect of those of us who dare ask just for the receipt for the emperor's new clothes. In what country was Mr. Rumsfeld raised? As a child, of whose heroism did he read? On what side of the battle for freedom did he dream one day to fight? With what country has he confused the United States of America? The confusion we, as its citizens, must now address is stark and forbidding, but variations of it have faced our forefathers when men like Nixon and McCarthy and Curtis LeMay have darkened our skies and obscured our flag. Note, with hope in your heart, that those earlier Americans always found their way to the light, and we can too. The confusion is about whether this Secretary of Defense and this administration are in fact now accomplishing what they claim the terrorists seek, the destruction of our freedoms, the very ones for which the same veterans Mr. Rumsfeld addressed yesterday in Salt Lake City so valiantly fought. And about Mr. Rumsfeld's other main assertion, that this country faces a new type of fascism, as he was correct to remind us how a government that knew everything could get everything wrong. So too was he right when he said that, though probably not in the way he thought he meant it. This country faces a new type of fascism, indeed. Although I presumptuously use his sign-off each night in feeble tribute, I have utterly no claims to the words of the exemplary journalist Edward R. Murrow. But never in the trial of a thousand years of writing could I come close to matching how he phrased a warning to an earlier generation of us, at a time when other politicians thought they, and they alone, knew everything, and branded those who disagreed confused or immoral. Thus forgive me for reading Murrow in full. "We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty," he said in 1954. "We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine and remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to speak, to associate, and to defend causes that were, for the moment, unpopular." And so, good night and good luck.
That was Keith Olbermann last night at the end of Countdown. That, to me, is what a broadcaster should be. I can never be that eloquent. I can never state it so well that we are living in an age of new McCarthyism. McCarthyism fostered by Donald Rumsfeld, fostered by Dick Cheney, fostered by George W. Bush, fostered by right-wing talk radio. We're living in a new age of McCarthyism, because to disagree with any of these people makes you an enemy sympathizer. Or, as they used to say back in the 50s, in 54 and in 55, you must be a communist. Sad. It's very, very sad. But you know something? We can do something about it, and we will do something about it. We'll do something about it with people like Angie Piccioni. We'll do something about it with people like Bill Winter. We'll do something about it with people like Jay Fawcett, and we'll do something about it with people like Ed Perlmutter. We will stand and be heard, and we will make ourselves known come Election Day in November.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you.
Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you want to hear that Oberman speech, the ending of his show again, you can hear it two ways. You can pull up the podcast of this last and fourth hour at am760.net and download it and have it as your own. And it's also all over the Internet as well. 923, 23 minutes after 9. High today, 81. And it's open phones, one line open at 303-713-7600. Let me go to Stuart in Colorado Springs. Stuart, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, I pulled over because I just had to talk to you real quick.
Sure.
You know, I'm from Colorado Springs. I'm about as right-wing as they come, I figure, as one of your previous callers, you know, said. I'm pretty much a born-againer, but I'll tell you what, that I had to call and find out who that was, and I'm going to download Keith Olbermann's, I don't know if it was a speech or whatever. That rocked my world, man, because it was like, It just kind of, I hear stuff on the right wing. You know, I listen to the right wing, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, stuff like that. And all of a sudden, the things he said was like, oh my God,
yeah.
I'm seeing this, I'm hearing this, because I don't, you know, when President Bush says he won't question somebody's patriotism, but then Rush Limbaugh comes on the line and says, well, I will, and then what he said, not to confuse disloyalty with dissent, it's like, I mean, it set me back on my heels. I was just like, wow. So, you know, I don't know if I'm, I mean, I guess we all seek balance, and that's what I look for, but that was a big, if I'm imbalanced, that was a big rock on the left side of my brain, pulling stuff, you know, pulling the right side in balance, probably.
Well, I think you're starting to get a little peek at what they're up to, and the thing is, as I said before I played it, I mean, we can have varying degrees of disagreement over how to conduct the war, about where we should be foreign policy-wise, about, you know, what's going on, and there is a whole range of people with a whole range of different options. As I said before, I mean, there's some people who want to get out now, and they want to go now. There are some people who want to set a timetable, like I would like to. There's some people who want redeployment, which is the MRTHA plan. There are some people who want to give overwhelming force another chance. Not that we did it the right way the first time, because obviously we didn't, but they want to lock down the country. There are all kinds of plans, but the thing is, because you don't agree with the administration, because you don't agree with Donald Rumsfeld, because you don't agree with George W. Bush, because you don't agree with Dick Cheney, that or Rush Limbaugh, or Sean Hannity, or any of those folks, it doesn't make you any less an American. It doesn't make you any less patriotic. We all want the same thing. We love this country. We want the best for this country. We want the best for our friends and neighbors. We just want to go about it in different ways. And it doesn't make you a disloyal, bad person. And that's, you know, basically what Oberman is talking about.
Right.
And I think that what you're seeing is you're starting to get a little peek at what these guys are up to, that this is how they manipulate public opinion by taking people such as myself and other listeners to this radio station, and they demonize us. But you know something? If you had a flat tire on the side of the road, I'd pull over and help you. If you and I met in a restaurant and just started talking, you know, I'm not wearing something around me that says that I'm an evil liberal guy.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. You know what? It's ridiculous to demonize people. It's better to have an open debate in a free society about what your country's up to.
Right. No, I agree. I guess the problem I see is, like, we have too many options. I mean, I would like to see us maybe come to some kind of central point, like a timetable or something like that, if you want to pinpoint Iraq. And it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. But then you always got to give voice to somebody who's like, well, no, I don't like that. I don't think that's the right way. And, it seems like sometimes it's like, all right. And I guess this is one thing I like about Bush, and it could blow up in our faces, and we could have such a huge problem, and maybe we already do have a problem, and I'm just not seeing it. But it's like, I like the stay the course mentality as far as, okay, at least pick something and let's go with it, and not, half-ass. Probably shouldn't have said that, but halfway do things and try to get everybody on board, because I don't think we'll ever get anybody.
Well, you're never going to get everybody to agree, but that's one of the great things about America is we don't have to. But the idea of let's stay the course because let's do something, and I don't mean this in an unkind way, but I want you to think about this. That's the kind of thing you engaged in when you were like 16. Like, okay, the hell with it, let's do something, because doing something is better than doing nothing. Now, what we need to do is, we need to have an honest-to-God, open debate about what to do. We need alternatives on the table, and then we need to make a decision about how we're going to pursue this. And one of the things that you got a chance to do is, you got a chance to make that decision come November when you vote, because that's what your representatives are supposed to do. And you're living in Colorado Springs. You got a guy down there, Jay Fawcett, who's got military experience, who has been in Iraq, who knows what the hell's going on, and you should vote for him. You should vote for him because he brings practical military experience to the table, and he knows what this is about, and this is what we need. We need a different change of direction, not the same that we've had, because we've been involved in the same direction now for God knows how many years. We've been in this war longer than we were in World War II. And if you go look at despite what the administration tries to tell you, I mean, it's a mess in Iraq, man.
Yeah, this is like a hybrid war to me. It's like it's a combination of like a World War II and a Cold War, where it's an ideology. It's an ideology. I don't have anything against Muslims as a general. It's as a general feeling. I mean, I changed their tire too. I don't care, I don't care. But there's a sect, just like Christians had back 1,000 years ago, that it's like, you either convert or we're going to come get you. And I don't know if that's what, I'm kind of like, well, is that kind of like what religions go through, and then they finally,
I think there are versions of religions that are authoritarian and very extreme. And you've got it here in the United States, and you've also got it around the world, and you've got it in the Middle East. And your point is about those folks who believe that you either convert to Islam or die. and they want to destroy us and that we're the enemy, you're absolutely right. We need to find those people and kill them. We need to go after them and kill them. But you know what? We're not going to get that done by being bogged down in Iraq, because Iraq has nothing to do with that, no matter how much the administration tries to tell you that it does. It doesn't. The Iraqis are engaged in a civil war. The insurgency, the Al-Qaeda insurgency that might be in Iraq, it numbers 5 to 7%. The majority of the trouble that's going on there is a power struggle inside the country with the different religious sects. This is what we've set off there. We need to spend our time going after the people who want to come to the United States of America, or who could be here, and who want to do us harm. That's where we need to put our money. That's where we need to put our resources. And we're not putting our money in Homeland Security. We're not putting our money in following the 9/11 Commission's recommendations. We're not putting our money into any of those resources and doing any of that stuff, because we're sending it all overseas. So it doesn't make any sense. You're not any safer now than you were 3 years ago. You're not any safer now than you were 5 years ago. It's just by the grace of God, nothing has happened, and by the good work of the British, nothing happened this last time.
No, I agree. You know, I agree with you there. I'm, you know, and I actually have a whole totally different. I mean, I'm looking at this whole, just the whole terrorist, you know, the whole thing to me. Just looking 100 years down the road, and just because I have a passion for Africa and this, you know, and the continent and all the things that are going there, I think they, as far as what the world's going to look like in 50, 60 years, that continent is the key. If we don't win that continent as far as helping them, getting a grip on the AIDS epidemic, and this is going totally off, you know, it's kind of, I mean, it's a rabbit trail. It's not really the direction we were heading, but that's my passion. And it's like, you know, if we can help those people, if we can make a difference in that continent, it's gonna show the world.
All of those things count. All of those things count, and we should be involved in all of those things. But as long as we are bogged down in this senseless situation with mismanagement, you know what? Right. We're never gonna get there. All I ask you to do is consider what I've said to you today. Consider what Oberman has said. Do a little reading. Read the 1% Solution by Ron Suskind. Read some other books, and then go to the polls in November and make an informed decision. Thank you, Stuart. Call me again.
All right, Jay.
Okay, take care.
Yep, bye.
All right, it's 9:34. 34 minutes past the hour. Gina, did I hold you up?
Just a bit.
Preaching.
From my taco.
Are you having a taco this early morning?
No, I mean, you've held me up from getting to my taco.
Oh, you're going to go get a taco. God, I wish I could go get a taco.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But once again, as I said last hour, I mean, you know, those of us who will lead these weird hours and are up early in the morning, I mean, we're ready to eat tacos and burritos and stuff like this at 8:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, where the rest of the populace is saying, oh, man, give me a bowl of cereal or some scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
That shows you how out there we are.
That's true.
All right, how are we going to finish up rush hour this morning?
Well, we're back to normal just about everywhere. 225 wide open in Aurora, except for a small stretch through the tech center. Still a little busy near Yosemite. You're right into downtown, almost back to normal. Southbound 25, 38 to Spear. Boulder Turnpike a little heavy on the westbound side, Federal to Church Ranch. Today, strong storms developing.
This Labor Day weekend, the forecast calls for thunder.
As Budweiser welcomes the second annual Thunder in the Rockies Motorcycle Rally to Northern Colorado. With Ted Nugent, the WFC, comedian Bill Engvall, Wyatt Ryan, Mark Willis, the Ranthole Bike Show, Balls of Steel Stunt Show, Bull Riding, Bike Rodeo, and other attractions including the Harley-Davidson Demo Fleet, Custom Bike Giveaway, Tattoo Contest, the Main Street Tattoo, Beer Gardens, and more. At the Ranch and Budweiser Event Center at I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland, Colorado.
Learn more at thunderintherockies.com.
Thunder Mountain, Harley-Davidson, Peterson, Toyota, The Ranch, Denver Newspaper Agency, Thunder in the Rockies.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
The store nearest you for details. And you want to know something? Here, along the Front Range, we've got nine stores. We've got Select Comfort stores located in nine major malls, is what I meant to say. Nine major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, Colorado Mills, and Belmar Mall.
What's new at 9? A new 9 newscast. Different time, different channel. KTVD My 20.
9 News at 9. It's people you know and trust. I'll have all the weather information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news.
And it's all wrapped up in half an hour, the news and weather you need.
Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option, 9 News at 9, beginning September 5th on KTVD My 20.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:39. 39 minutes past the hour. High today, 81. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Some of those could be heavy. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget to join me at the Taste of Colorado Saturday between 11 in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon. I'll be there. Come by the AM 760 booth. We'll play games. We'll talk. We'll have fun. And love to see you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Open phones. Tomorrow, is tomorrow Friday already? 4 hours of open phones tomorrow with a few important guests sprinkled in. Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to first off say, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you encourage people to actually have a conversation with one another and have discourse, because we don't see an awful lot of that, and I teach public speaking, so it's just like, that's what I encourage my students to do, is to actually listen to other people.
Well, thanks. Sometimes I get carried away, but I try.
Yeah. And, you know, I was first going to talk about the economy, but after listening to that Keith Olbermann piece, I mean, I'm originally from Utah. I just barely moved up here, and I'm finally getting Progressive Radio, so it makes me happy. But, I mean, there's not enough coverage of the fact that Rocky Anderson, the mayor of Salt Lake City, just came out and said, you know what, W, you're doing it wrong. He called him a warmongering, human rights violating, you know, illegal president. I just think it was fully appropriate, and we're just not getting the other side of the story. And the press, the media, and the president seem to be working hand in hand to make it appear that there's no real dissent in this country, and they do everything in their power to make sure that if you do dissent, you're a nut job. And I think that Olbermann's piece completely wrapped that up succinctly, and I need to get a copy of that.
Well, you go to am760.net and down download the last hour of the show. It's on the podcast.
Okay, it's awesome. And, I'm so glad to have, like I said, Progressive Radio. It makes a big difference, even up here in Laramie. You know, it's your guys are like a lifeline to me.
Where did you live in Utah?
I lived in Provo. I lived in Utah County, which is actually the most conservative county in the entire state of Utah. I'm not saying a lot. I think it went like 80% Bush during the last election.
Yeah, I lived in Salt Lake City at one time.
Oh, well, then you know exactly what it can be like up there. But
oh, yeah.
It's interesting enough, but back, you know, back to the economy, when you had, what's her name, Barbara on?
Yeah, Barbara Ehrenreich.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, it doesn't matter what color your collar is anymore. You know, we're, as workers, if we don't band together, it's a horrible state to be in. I mean, it's just ironic that actually the term is collar. You know, you really are kind of chained, and if you get cut loose from this corporate machine, then you have no income, you have no means of supporting yourself, and unless people get together, you know, we will.
We lost him. You know, the phones here frequently do this. They give out. Why is that, John?
I'm not going to blame it on our phones. I'm going to blame it on a bad connection wherever he was coming from.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good, good. That Keith Olbermann piece is just fantastic. It's the big headline on BuzzFlash website, if anybody wants to go to BuzzFlash to listen to it.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It is. I wanted to call and let people know that they should call and congratulate Senator Salazar, because I don't know if you saw in the newspaper today that he sent a letter to the president demanding that Rumsfeld be canned over
yeah,
the comment.
I did see that. He's demanding he resign, yeah.
Right, and I'm not a big Ken Salazar fan. He's much too... conservative and much too willing to give in to what Bush wants to do for my case. But as often as I call him to complain, I felt I needed to call his offices and say, congratulations, that was the right move, it was a principled move, and I hope other people call to support him as well, because he's kind of going out there. He's out on the limb on this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think if we're gonna criticize him, and I have certainly done my share of it, then we ought to take... You know, we ought to take 5-10 minutes today to either email or call his office and say, hey, you know what, Senator, we support you 100% in your calling for Rumsfeld's resignation. I'm with you, man. Let's line up behind him.
Yep. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, Steve, glad you called.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
It's 943. One line open at 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And... You know, it's really going to be a test to see how many of us stand up, how many of us really come forward and let the Donald Rumsfelds and the Dick Cheneys and the George W. Bushes and the rest of the people of the world know that, hey, we've had enough. That it's that we don't all have to see eye to eye. We don't all have to agree. We don't all have to agree. But you know what? It doesn't make us ideological criminals because we don't agree. It doesn't make a difference how passionate we get. We can sit in a room and scream at each other. But in the end, we have one thing in common. We're Americans. And Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and George W. Bush, with this McCarthyite rhetoric, I'm sorry, they're just wrong. And you know what? Anybody else on the right who engages in this kind of rhetoric... Anybody else who goes down this road, and you know what? Disgustingly, Joseph Lieberman has gone down this road. Anybody else who goes down...
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Right now, though, it's 75 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With E470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E470 and Smoky Hill Road from 10 to...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Safe and affordable procedures. Since 1999, let ICON's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why ICON can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't don't. I mean, they just can't. You know, they just don't do it that way. Find out why ICON does. And I'll tell you something else. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar-off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. I'll give you the number again. 720-524-1001 or visit ICON online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value. But for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Zeppelin, 49 minutes in front of 10. High today, 81, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Miss any or part of this show, all available on podcast at am760.net. Back to the phones. We go to Lyman in Denver. Lyman, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, this is Lyman Rhodes. I'm one of the booksellers at the Denver Book Mall.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, and we have advertised with you, and we thank you for all you do.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I've been working on a program for a while that we're going to roll out tomorrow for the entire month of September, and when you played the Obermann, beautiful Obermann words, I thought this would be a good time to put it on the air. Starting tomorrow in my booth at the Denver Book Mall, there are 20 dealers there, so I need to make that clear. This is just my booth, which is right in front of the counter. Every penny of my gross sales in the month of September at the Denver Book Mall, 100% of the sales, not the profits, will be donated to Democrats nationwide in close races for the House of Representatives.
Oh, good for you.
Every penny. includes the books in the case that have my code, which is LR, the signed Eisenhower at 400 and I think it's $450. Every penny will go to Democrats. The Thomas Nast with the laid-in signature card of Nast, and on down the line. And as people buy, I will replenish. And if you can buy it in September, every cent will go to Democratic candidates in close House races for the U.S. House of Representatives. And that's how important I think this is. Patrick Henry challenged us by saying those who would enjoy the benefits of liberty have a responsibility to bear their share of the burden of protecting it. So for the entire month of September, all of my sales will go to protect liberty as I best can.
All right, where do people go to buy books from you?
The Denver Book Mall is at 32 Broadway in Denver. And it's just north of Ellsworth and south of First. My booth is the one in front of the counter. Again, this applies only to my booth. I can take no monetary donations from anybody because that'd be a violation of federal election laws. But you can buy a book, and every penny you spend on that book will go to a Democratic House candidate. We're open from 10 to 6, 6 days a week, and then on Sunday from 11 to 5.
All right, man. Lyman, thank you. I appreciate it.
Great. Hey, thank you for letting me put it on the air, and keep up the good work.
No problem. You're always welcome here.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Let's go to Eric in Centennial. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Marvin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Just call me Jay.
All right, Jay. At the risk of being redundant, I want to say that it's great that Keith Olbermann had the integrity and the guts to come out and actually say something about what's going on in this country.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because I've grown up 20 years in a conservative household. It's refreshing to finally hear like you guys at AM 760 and Air America, and with the exception of some people, which I agree with you.
I hear you, man.
But I just wanted to say that you guys are doing a great service, and let's get this country back in control in November.
I'm with you 100%, brother. I'm right there.
One more thing. Whoever picks your music deserves a raise because they have exquisite taste.
That's John Turk.
He deserves it.
All right, he's nodding. He's nodding, thank you. All right, Eric, thank you, man. Glad you called
in.
Call again.
I will.
All right, see you later.
All right.
Let's go to Gary in Colorado Springs. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, Gary.
I really enjoyed that you're playing the Keith Olbermann. I would like to see the station or somebody print that up as a poster with the words on it, and I would pay, love to get about 20 of them, maybe $5 a piece, and put them around town. We need that to be very visible. We need that out there. I grew up, I spent 3 years in high school. My dad was with the embassy in Madrid, Spain, under a Catholic fascist dictator named Francisco Franco. And Spain has finally overthrown the fascists, and they have a beautiful democracy there now. But I can tell you it is not good to live under fascism.
No, you know what, I would agree. I would agree. You know, there's also something else you can do. You can go to Huffington Post. I think it's HuffingtonBlogPost.com or Huffington. I don't know. Just do a Google on it. Or go to Crooks and Liars. Crooks and Liars is probably a better place to go. And you can see the video of the speech there, and then forward the link to as many of your friends as you have in your email address book.
Yeah, I'd like to get it as a poster though, to put in my window, put around in businesses. I think that really needs to be visible to people walking downtown.
Well, we'd have to ask Mr. Olbermann about it, but, you know, maybe we'll check into it and see what we can do.
I'm sure he'd love it. Could you repeat when he said that, where that's from?
It's from last night. It's from the end of last night's countdown.
On countdown.
Right.
Great. Thanks, and keep up the good work. I'm going to be calling Salazar next.
You got it, Gary. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Good.
So I listened to your delicious little discussion with someone who said that women are getting paid to have babies.
Yeah.
And maybe he didn't say it directly, but as a woman, I feel like he thinks it's my fault. about getting pregnant. It takes two to tango. And it's been my experience that the more conservative people get, the more it seems to be a woman's fault about unintentional pregnancies, which really bugs me.
Well, the more patriarchal they get, yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, and what about Warren Jeffs? He believes in Jeebus, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's going to jail for it, too.
Well, thank goodness. I watched a horrific episode of Primetime last night, and they did several stories about sex crimes, and almost all of them were by conservatives, especially took note of the story about the Amish, where a woman was raped by two of her brothers some 200 times between the two of them, and when she went to the outside to have them prosecuted, the courtroom was filled with Amish crying for the boys because they were victimized. And it seems the more religious someone is, the more it's my fault because I'm a woman. And
well, I don't think that counts. I don't think that counts with everybody in religion. I think it counts with some people, but not everybody.
No, thank goodness. But I don't know. As a woman, you know, the more conservative someone is, you know, with Christianity, I'm a follower of Christ, or try to be. You know, the more conservative people get, you know, I covered Republicans in Virginia as a reporter, and it's just always been my experience that women, you know, we're objectified, and then when there's a pregnancy, they blame us more than the men. That just always bugged me. And he didn't say it directly, but paying women to have children. Oh, okay.
Well, his whole idea of paying women to have kids was ludicrous to begin with. But the other part of it is, I agree. I mean, it does make it seem like it's the woman's fault, and I should have called him on it, but I didn't do it. Ellen, thanks. I got to run.
Disturbs me.
All right, and you got a reason to be disturbed. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. We'll play the Keith Olbermann thing again tomorrow, probably. Have yourselves a wonderful day tomorrow. We've got some guests, but it's 4 hours of open phones tomorrow, so it's anything you want to talk about tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m. all the way up until 10 o'clock as we get ready to celebrate the weekend coming up. Have yourselves a good day. Try to stay dry. Al Franken is next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling in Arvada reminds drivers, when you take to the road during this back-to-school season and throughout the school year, remember to take along the three C's of safe driving. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. This message courtesy of Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling in Arvada, known for quality, integrity, and dependability. For service, call...
Whisk your loved one away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess.